Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Anthony C. Ferrante, director of Sharknado.
Hi, this is the voice of BattleBots, Mark Barrows.
This is Seth Shostak, senior astronomer at the SETI Institute.
Hello, my name is Matt Simon. I am a science writer at Wired Magazine and author of the new book, The Wasp That Brainwashed the Caterpillar.
This is Frank Joseph. I'm the author of an essay in the latest book, Lost Secrets of the Gods.
Hi, this is Linda Godfrey, author of American Monsters.
Hello, my name is Robert Salas. I'm the author of Unidentified, the UFO Phenomenon.
Hi, this is Nick Redfern, the author of Close Encounters of the Fatal Kind.
Hi, my name is Bob Luca.
And my name is Betty Andreasen Luca.
Hi, this is Jesse Prupus, the producer of JFK, The Smoking Gun.
Hello, this is Marty Langford. I'm the director of Dune, the untold story of Roger Corman's Fantastic Four.
Hi, this is Kevin Randall, author of Alien Mysteries, Conspiracies, and Cover-Up.
Hi, this is Tracy Roberts, founder of Closet Scientistic.
I'm Jeremiah Bomek, the producer of The Reel of Horror.
Hi, my name is Bill Hall, author of The World's Most Haunted House.
Hi, this is Micah Hanks, and I'm the author of the book The Ghost Rockets.
And you're listening to Emmy on the Graveyard Shift Talk Show, blogtalkradio.com.
Deep within, the molten core of a dying star. From the snow-capped mountaintops of Middle-earth, orbiting above the Earth in a stolen alien spacecraft. The Graveyard Shift Online Radio Talk Show. Now, strap on your seatbelt, get ready to kneel, true believers, because here's your host, Emmy.
Welcome to the Graveyard Shift Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. How are y'all doing up there in Radio Land? This is Emmy, and you are listening to the greatest talk show that ever has been, is, or ever will be on planet Earth. That's right. Well, here we go. Another week gone by, right? I mean, you know, what are you going to do, right? I mean, another week goes by. It's not like you could stop it or anything. I mean, it's not like you can just, like, you know, like, use fire or water or earth and just I've been watching Avatar on Netflix. Is it obvious? I mean, listen, let me tell you, if you guys don't know already, that y'all need to go on Netflix and y'all need to binge watch some Avatar, because it is on there, and my wife and I just finished binge watching the entire series. And oh my gosh, talk about a nostalgia bomb. And it was so awesome. By the way, if you want to call in, we are having tonight, a special social media night, which means that we are giving some airtime, some special few minutes of airtime to our lovely people out there that are like yours truly, that make impacts on social media, whether that be a small impact, a medium impact, a large impact, extra large, super size, dino size, hashtag Jurassic Park movie, if anybody remembers that reference, the McDonald's. No? Look it up, man. Look it up. If you guys want to call in, you may do so. The number to do so is area code 516-595-8313. That's area code 516-595-8313. 595-8313. If it's busy, call back again. If it's still busy, you call back. I mean, how easy is that? You just call back. You know? That's just the way it goes. So all you do is just go and just, you know, call the number. It's that simple, guys. I'm sorry, I'm just like chatting with somebody at the same time as talking. It's not easy. Don't you guys know how to do that? Don't you guys know how to chat and talk at the same time? No, you don't? You should try it. It's really cool. Okay, so anyway, this is what you do. Okay, you get on my page if you're not sure, and you go all the way down, and it should be first post there, if some of you are wondering how you can call in the show, and there should be a number right there that you call in, and there you go. That's how you do it. It's like calling in a radio show. It's real simple. It's really easy. Okay, so while I'm waiting for people, and by the way, if you do call in and you do get through, all you do is just kind of wait in the holding pattern in my little green screen room that I'm going to put you in, and I will get to you when I can, because, you know, it's just, I'm a busy guy. I'm doing my thing, and Steve will get to you. You guys that know Steve know that he's a busy guy. Sometimes he can't talk to you, but if he does, he'll put you on the green screen. All right. So without further ado, I've been keeping you guys waiting long enough. We're going to get to the news of the week. Now, the first news is a really big one. For those of you that have been waiting and chatting, I mean, talking on all the podcasts, the geek podcasts, about the Zack Snyder release for the Justice League, it has finally become official. Zack Snyder has announced that he will release the Zack Snyder cut of Justice League on HBO Max in 2021. The new version of the movie is receiving full support from Warner Brothers. So this is not a fan rumor. This is not, it is now no longer a rumor. Anything that you hear about it being like somebody said this, somebody said that. No. This is for real, people. This is really happening. It's being released. And it's going to, basically, Warner Brothers is providing Mr. Snyder and his wife and producing partner, Deborah Snyder, the resources to complete their vision with the original crew. The filmmaker has been providing teases of his plans with some behind-the-scenes images. If you've been watching his profile on Twitter, you'll see what I'm talking about. And there's been Q&A sessions accompanying the movies he's made. And now fans will have the opportunity to see his vision come to life. And let me tell you, I want to thank personally the hashtag Release the Snyder Cut movement, because if it wasn't for you guys, we never would have seen this happen. Now, I will say this. I know there's a lot of you out there that are against this. It's a very divisive thing. I quite frankly, I don't know why. I'm really, you know what? I already went on record saying I liked the cut that wasn't the Snyder Cut. Forget who. J.J. Abrams, oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, the one that was released in theaters was Abrams, I forget. I'm getting old. I like that version, okay? I mean, it had its issues, it had its problems. I know. But you know what? I was just happy to see all of my favorite superheroes together on one screen. It was so awesome. I loved it. But knowing that there is a superior quality, supposedly, cut out there, of course I want to see that. Who wouldn't? Who would not want to see that? So, you know, there's word that the effort to complete this thing is going to cost between about $20 and $30 million. And there's going to be more special effects to complete alongside the final cut. Because as many of you know, the Snyder Cut was not completely finished. Visual effects wise and editing wise and music wise. I mean, they have the shots with the actors so far as I know, but not everything was there. They still have to, you know, fill in the CGI and whatnot. You know, I'm not very versed in this particular thing, you know, to the digital stuff, but the point is they still have to do all that. The official release came, the news, it came after a long and hard-fought effort from the fans, including the concentrated online campaign that saw the stars of JLA themselves, including Gal Gadot, Ben Affleck, Ray Fisher. They took to Twitter and they shared their support by simply retweeting the hashtag Release the Snyder Cut hashtag. And it, you know, it's just been going on for a long time. And you know, Snyder was quoted as saying, "I want to thank HBO Max and Warner Brothers for this brave gesture of supporting artists and allowing their true visions to be realized. Also, a special thank you to all of those involved in the Snyder Cut movement for making this a reality." And you know, I think that's awesome. I really do. I think the fact that he did this and that Warner Brothers, especially that Warner Brothers is willing to release this and giving him the resources that he needed to do it, to pull it off, I think that's awesome. So I guess now we just have to watch it, and well, we have to wait first of all, and you know, we just got to wait for it. That's all there is to it. So that'll be awesome. Okay, next news. Okay, from one Steel person to another. How about Supergirl? So not only did Zack Snyder come out and give news about the JLA, but also he talked about Super. He dropped some interesting details regarding the first Superman-related film, which Man of Steel, partly through the live stream. Snyder revealed that his goal was to eventually broaden out the universe of Superman, including introducing Kara Zor-El, which, you know, come on, you know, that's Supergirl. And is quoted as saying, as we went forward, it was always my intention to broaden the universe and to continue to start to bring in more and more of the family, if you will. He explained, and he went on to say, Supergirl certainly falls into that category, and certainly the idea of a standalone Supergirl movie, it's a cool idea. I don't have a script or anything in mind, but that would be amazing to see. So, man, I mean, just knowing that there could be a Supergirl movie that he would have brought, I mean, I think that would have been awesome. It's a shame that it didn't get done. You know, I mean, I would have loved to have seen that, quite frankly. I really would have. I think him, you know, doing that, and oh man, it would have been really cool. So then he, you know, a lot of people are weighing in on this. You know, I don't know what they're going to go. I don't know where it's going. I don't know if they're going to, you know, hire the same Melissa Benoist, which is the woman who plays Supergirl in the CW. I think that would be the obvious choice because she already knows the character so well. Now, I know a lot of you out there are saying, no, that's not the same kind of Supergirl that the movie would bring. Here's the thing. I know that when they do a movie, it's not always the same kind of character that would be in the TV show. And I don't think that would matter. I personally think that it should be the same person, or not that it's not okay if it's not, but if the person already has experience, like Grant Gustin that plays Flash, he knows that character already. He knows it. So there's no reason why he can't play it. Now, that doesn't mean that the young man who played Flash in the movie can't play it. He did a great job playing him. I'm just saying that both people have the experience, the knowledge. Grant Gustin has the experience. That's like not casting Henry Cavill in playing Superman. He's already done it. He already knows the character very well, and he could play it, hands tied behind his back, blindfolded. So I don't know. I guess we'll find out what happens with Supergirl. I'm really excited about it. I hope that when they release the Snyder Cut, maybe they decide, hey, guess what? We can do Supergirl too. I don't know. You know, they already released Stargirl. I mean, quite frankly, DC Comics on TV is doing like somersaults over the DCEU on film. It's just everybody knows this. I've said this a billion times that the TV writers, the CW writers are just so much more talented. And just they just know what they're doing, you know. By the way, there's only 30 minutes of show left today. So if you guys are going to call in, this is pretty much the time to call in. Don't wait for me to stop talking about the news. The number to call in is area code 516-595-8313. I saw a few people call in and then they hung up. I don't know if they're nervous or whatever. I don't know why you would be nervous. It's just like, you know, I'm just any other DJ just calling in to request of music. A song, except I don't have song. I have a few songs, but probably not the ones you want. Anyway, once again, that number is 516, area code 595-8313. And once again, if that's busy, keep calling. You know how the drill. You guys have called in radio shows before. Come on. All right. So anyway, there's that. So as I was saying, I just think the TV writers, they know what they're doing. I mean, now, to be fair, they have had more time with the characters, and they had this vision, this long-term vision in mind. So they have that advantage behind them. I get that. But that being said, the movie staff also has their own long-term vision. And to piggyback on that, to counter it, piggy counter, the Marvel film studios writing staff did that exact thing. They actually fleshed out a long-term storyline with the Avengers. And this, the what they did with those characters independently, individually, I mean, it's brilliant. It's just absolutely brilliant. So if you're calling in right now, that's great. I'm going to put you on hold there. Just kind of wait there for me, guys. I'll be right with you, okay? Thank you very much. So moving on to Batwoman. Okay, so from one happy news to sad news, we found out that Ruby Rose, who plays Batwoman in the CW series Batwoman, left the show. And everyone was really shocked, and many were devastated. Some were happy about it, and we never knew why. Well, apparently now there is a rumor as to why she left. Of course, some people are saying she left because the show sucks and she's too good for it. Quite frankly, I haven't seen enough of it to make any opinion, to make any comment on it. The only time I ever saw her performing in the role was during the Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover episodes. And I mean, I personally thought she did a good job in those episodes. Again, I haven't seen the Batwoman series to have an opinion on her overall performance, but most of the people I spoke with say that they think she's great. It's the show and the way it's written that sucks. Well, these rumors say, according to multiple sources, and this is according to comicbook.com, Rose was unhappy with the long hours required of her as the series lead, which led to friction on the set. It was thus decided by her and the network and studio, Warner Brothers Television, that they would part ways. You know, that seems pretty... I can see that. I mean, anyone that's worked on a movie set or a TV set, it's very stressful. It's not all glamour and glitz and gold and, you know, cupcakes and rainbows and puppy dogs. I mean, even if you're a big name, yeah, you get a lot of what you want, but it's still, you still have to work. You still have to be, you're still under the obligation to perform. And the more well-known your part is, the more more is expected of you. So I can imagine this was like her big debut. I can't even begin to imagine actually what she went through. So on that subject, you know, what are we going to do moving forward? We're going in season two, and I don't know. I guess they're going to have to recast it, right? That's all there is to it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead on to open lines now for a moment, and we have somebody calling in from St. Pete. I believe that's a St. Pete area code, and here we go. Let me see. Okay, hi, can you give us your first name, and can you tell us what in social media is it that you can tell us just a little bit about yourself, and what is it, how do you make an impact on social media?
It's Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. So can you – I do know who you are, Tina. I remember a friend of mine actually recommended you to me, and I've been listening to your show on Facebook. Can you tell us a little bit about your show and what is it that you do on social media? And also, after that, where can people find you, which you probably will answer?
Yes. So I have a show called Tina Talks, and you can find that on Facebook or on YouTube under Tina Newby. And quick story, I am a real estate agent with Florida Luxury Realty, and I do a lot of social networking. And I realized that I'm meeting all these experts, but the reality is that, you know, I don't know a lot of stuff to help me protect my family and I in real life with these things. So when I met with these experts, I thought, what would be a great idea to share the expertise with everyone? So that's when I created Tina Talk, so that people can just know information that they can help themselves and protect their family in just everyday life.
Okay, so it's kind of a self-help, positive reinforcement, motivational kind of show.
Yes, it is, and it's one of those, like, you know, good to know. Oh, I didn't know about that. I remember one time I was just talking to one of my friend, and her water heater just spilled water everywhere. And I had mentioned to her, I said, hey, did you know that you're supposed to kind of, you know, clean out your water heater at least once a year so that, you know, it doesn't overheat or it doesn't, you know, spill out everywhere. And, you know, two out of 10 homeowners know about that. The rest doesn't. So it's just very much an everyday thing that will benefit you and your family kind of information.
Wow. Well, I mean, I think that's, you know, very much needed, especially nowadays with everything that we're going through. It's, you know, quite frankly, it's nice to see a positive show out there that's not, you know, it's not yelling at people. I mean, I think that's great. And quite frankly, I'm one of those other three people that did not know that you need to do that, by the way.
Yes.
I'm glad you said that. I'm like, now I got to run over there and do what you said.
Yes. Well, if you go on to my Tina Newbie Real Estate Pulse Facebook page, you will be able to find all that videos. Tina Talks. I also create videos for just to help people. My goal is, you know, if I can help one person to get the information, that is good for me. That's something that I aim to do. But, you know, especially, like you say, especially now, I have a video with a triple master in cleaning, and he kind of give us a correct way to clean surfaces. You know, it's not whacked on, whacked off like you imagine. So it's good information out there that I recommend if people have a few minutes, they can get on to Tina Talks and learn a lot from different experts from different fields.
And can you give us an idea? So, like, how long is each of your videos, of like, just out of curiosity?
We usually try to aim between 10 to 20 minutes. I know a lot of people doesn't have a lot of time. So what we try to do is we go over one or two topics, and then, you know, if we have more information, then we always do a second video. But we try to keep it, you know, around 15 minutes so that people can take a look at it quickly. And every video I will put kind of like a synopsis of what is on the video. So you just have to look for, you know, if you want to know about personal injury, we have a segment that an attorney will give you, you know, when was the last time you look at your car insurance? Do you know what's really your car insurance coverage? Will it protect you and your family, or it just protect the person that you're hitting? So those are the things that people don't think about, but it's very important.
Oh, and do you have any advice for, like, you know, right now, of course, everyone's, you know, going through this COVID crisis, and, you know, there's different schools of thought on different things, but, you know, instead of going one side or the other, which I cannot believe there are sides at all in this, but would you have advice if anyone out there, which I'm sure there are people, in fact, I know there are, that are just really stressed about it and are scared. Is there something that you would advise, that you can, like, maybe a general guidance that you could give people to kind of cope with this?
You know, the thing is, I know you hear this a lot, that we are all in it together, and I know that a lot of people may be sick and tired of hearing that, but mm-hmm. it's the truth. We all in it together. And one thing that I've noticed lately, and I think that it's really important to keep in mind, is, you know, we're all stressed in many different levels, but please be kind and be patient to one another. It's mm-hmm. so important, you know, to me right now, be cautious, you know, wash your hands at least 20 seconds. But most importantly, be kind to one another because, you know, you never know what the person next to you are going through. So when you're kind to them, sometimes that's all they needed for that day. It's someone to be kind and be patient.
I can see why my friend recommended you, that you're exactly the type of person that she would like to talk to because she's also very kind and very patient. And man, does it ever take patience to have to put up with me? Let me tell you.
Well, you know, but that's the thing, right? Every single one of us, it doesn't matter what we believe in. It doesn't matter what side we on, but I know that we all agree that when someone treats us kindly, it made our day. It's so nice.
Absolutely.
And you know, it makes a big difference. Sometimes
right.
all you have to do is be patient, and it's make a whole world of a difference to that person.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I fully agree. I mean, just, you know, random acts of kindness. That used to be a thing back in the day. I think that needs to come back especially
yes,
now.
Yes, for sure.
I
agree with you. It's important.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just with my Tina talks, you know, yes, I mentioned that I'm a real estate agent, but I'm more than that. I want to be able to be your advocate, to be the source of information for everybody. You don't need to think about buy a house or sell a house to think of me, Tina. Just think of me as a source of information. If you ever need any help, you know, if I don't know the answer, I will definitely find out who to send you to. So don't ever hesitate to reach out to me.
That's great. And, you know, I just want to make sure, I don't know if you've ever thought of this, but I think the term real estate agent is perfect, especially even for what you're doing, because if you think about, you deal with the real estate, which is our minds and our bodies and our emotions, and that's the real estate. How about that? Hey, I just
yes.
gave you a little thing there, huh?
Yes,
you
did. Definitely. Yes. And, you know, it's you know, and I tell everybody who I've met, I'm not just a realtor. I'm an advocate for you. And that's exactly what I strive to be. So, you know, yeah, you're right. Real is very real, you know, and you need those kind of person in your life. It doesn't matter, you know, who you think it is, but you need someone real in your life, right? So
right,
be a real
right.
estate agent. Yep.
And the last thing I wanted to ask you is, since you've got, you know, you've made quite an impact on social media yourself, can you give us just a very quick, I don't know if that's possible, anyone out there that wants to get started on social media, that, you know, maybe they want to start their own podcast or their own show, blog, whatever it is, can you give them any, you know, advice on how they can go about doing that?
My advice is, and I'm doing this as well, so this is what I will recommend for everyone. If you feel that it's something that you think that you can help one person, go for it. And, you know, there are going to be a lot of down days. But if you continue on doing what you believe that it will help people and be genuine about it, people going to see right through that. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be, you know, on point every time. But as long as you're trying and, you know, you have that energy in you and that feeling that, hey, I want to help at least one person out there, just do it. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Just mm-hmm. do it, and you're going to, you know, perfect it as you go.
That's great. Tina, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on here and talk with us. I think, you know, it's just, again, it's so nice to hear a positive message for a change. So, okay, really quick, where can people find you? So they just have to type in Tina Talks on Facebook, or is there like a quick way they can get to you? Do you have an Instagram, something? Just shoot it out there, sister. Come on, let's go.
Well, so they can find me on Tina Newby on YouTube. They can find me on Tina Newby Real Estate Pulse on Facebook, or just Tina Newby on Facebook. I also have another segment called Realtor Can Cook, and they can find that on Instagram. I also have that on YouTube, and that's like a whole different thing that I do, which I cook a quick recipe in a house, in a kitchen that is on the market. So that's something fun to do as well. But you can find me, Tina Newby. If you need any help, you can call me at 727-835-6801. And, you know, if you have any questions at all, reach out to me and I'll find the answer for you always.
Great. Awesome. Tina, once again, thanks so much, guys. That's Tina Newby, N-E-W-B-Y. So check her out. We highly recommend her show. She's a really nice, as you can tell, really nice person. We're going to go on a really quick break, guys. When we come back, we're going to have Knick Knack Paddywhack on the line. So just hang in there. If you want to call, this is your chance. Thanks again, Tina. I'll talk to you soon later, okay?
Thank you. You have a wonderful night. Thank you so much.
You too.
Great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very
Bye-bye.
Much. Bye-bye. Okay, guys, we'll be right back. This is In the Graveyard Shift, and we will be right back. Hang in there, guys. Okay.
Put your warp speed on hold, Graveyard Shift fan. Our illustrious host, Emmy.
Why the hell does he always say that word illustrious?
We'll be right back after this break with more shifty,
yeah, like shitty
awesomeness. I can't believe this guy. Who the hell does he think he is? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll be right back. Oh.
Oh, it's about to start. You ready?
Ready.
Popcorn?
Butter.
Nachos?
Cheese.
Root beer with red licorice straw?
Right here. Maybe it's time we made our new movie.
Good idea, Scoob. But first we need a trailer.
Oh,
can you do the trailer guy voice?
Well, let me give it a shot. In a world destroyed by evil, discover the epic origin story. The greatest team of heroes in the history of mystery. Not bad.
Nailed it.
Ah! Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
This mangy stray's coming with me.
He's not a stray.
Okay, then. What's his name?
His name's... Scooby.
Middle name?
Doobie.
Last name?
Do.
She said that we would always be. Without you, I feel lost at sea.
I love it.
The darkness
I'll never take you off.
Like the wind, baby,
while
maybe don't do that again.
I'm Fred. This is Velma.
Hi.
And that's Daphne.
Hey.
I'm Shaggy. And this is Scooby-Doo.
Nice to meet you.
Trick or treat.
Hello?
Whoa. Shaggy and Scooby were taken?
Do you realize where we are?
No.
Look around, man. The clean, modern aesthetic, the cool blue color palette. We're in
IKEA.
The Falcon Fury. Did you say IKEA?
Nope. I said Falcon Fury, just like you.
Maybe this can lead us to Scooby and Shaggy.
Trace amounts of mustache oil, 12-year-old scotch.
Ugh, is the bad guy my dad?
Broadcasting live from a war-torn battlefield, from atop a 200-foot-tall, last-of-its-kind woolly mammoth, driving a bunch of drunk zombies on their way to an all-you-can-eat super flesh buffet.
Teaching a cat how to speak fluent Klingon.
You're listening to the Graveyard Shift online radio talk show.
And now, just finished from sucker-punching your country's ruthless dictator, because he's just that damn cool.
Here's your illustrious host, Emmy.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, on the last few minutes of the Graveyard Shift. How is everybody doing out there? So I want to once again thank our very nice, very dear fan and friend, Tina Newby, for coming on the show. So now we have on the air, I'm going to bring on Nikki Knack, not Nick Knack, Nikki Knack Paddywhack, and she is a comedian and a social media influencer in her own right. So Nikki Knack, first of all, can I call you Nikki for short, or do I have to say the entire name and just like embarrass myself in front of the world, Nikki Knack? Hi, how are you doing, Nikki Knack Paddywhack? Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do in social media? There you go.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I've actually gotten to hear that. I'm pretty good, actually. How are you?
I'm doing super de-duper. Tell you what, I can't be doing any super de-duper that I'm doing right now. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? So where are you from? What's your deal online? What are your experiences? Let's hear it, girl.
Okay. So I'm originally from Fort Wayne, Indiana. I did move to Kansas for a little bit, and then I took off to Florida in 2016, but now I'm living in Iowa, and I'm going to be moving back to Indiana. So it's kind of confusing right now.
Okay, so wait a second. So
you're
from Indiana, you went to Kansas, then you go to Iowa. Did I get that right? Okay, I just got one question for you. Was the Wicked Witch at all involved in any of your moves?
Yes.
I see. I knew it. I just knew it because there's no other explanation for all that moving around. I mean, there's no way. You had to have the Wicked Witch behind you. So I understand now. Guys, I kind of cheated a little bit. I kind of know this person a tiny bit. So but just you're just going to have to just forgive me because I know everything. Nikki, can I call you Nikki? Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Awesome. I was going to call you Steve, but there's already a Steve in the studio, so I can't call you Steve. And Steve, shut up and do your work. Oh, my God. I have you on mute, dude. No. Anyway, I'm sorry. So, Nikki, let me ask you something. So, I understand you're a comedian, or at least you started out as a comedian, and there's something very big happened to you recently online that you had a very interesting experience with one of your posts. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually. Gosh, it's May now. So, a couple of months ago, I was just goofing off, and I was really irritated at all of the stuff that I was seeing online, on Facebook, on Instagram, videos that people were posting, stuff that was going on. It didn't matter what station you were watching on the news, rules were different, and everybody was getting confused. Do we do this? Do we do that? Oh, now it changed from yesterday. And I was getting kind of frustrated with it, too. So I was just goofing off, and I wrote this post with all of these different rules and stuff based on like it was short at first based on stuff that was currently going on, and I was just trying to be funny with it because I always had a very strong love for writing, and it's something I'm actually pretty good at. And I took it down because I thought, it's not good enough. I took it down, and I did not know that it had already been in circulation.
All of these people
were copying it and using it as their own and trying to play it off like they wrote it. And then I caught wind, one of my friends sent me a video in Messenger on this girl named Adley Stump, and she had done a video on this. And one of my friends was like, hey, isn't this something that you wrote? And I watched it, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. Because I had already redone it a couple of times in that short period of time before her video went up. And she was looking for the writer and wanted to give credit and compensation. And I messaged her, and she got really excited. And then she gave me her cell phone number, and she was going to get back to me. And then she never did. And any credit stonewalling me, she's actually giving credit to somebody else that did not write it. Yeah.
That's not good. That's not good. So
I worked hard on that.
So then, okay, well, let me ask you this. I mean, did she ever give you credit? I mean, did you ever get credit?
Well, she's got this video on YouTube. She's got it a couple places on Instagram, and she's got a few of them on Facebook. And some of my family have said that they've seen it other places. And she did give me credit on one of them on Instagram, but she has since removed it. I only had credit for like 2 weeks, I think, at the max.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how big has this gotten? How big, when it did, at its biggest? I realize now that this is, you know, considered old news, but I still think it's interesting. I think people need to hear this, especially since tonight is about social media night, and anyone getting into social media needs to realize these things happen. So how big did it get when it at its peak? It's okay if you can just give me a guess, that's fine. You don't have to know exact numbers.
I think the last time that I counted, she's got 5 videos of this posted in different places, in different areas, and each one has millions of views. There are thousands of comments and likes.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And I mean,
all in.
Well, let me ask you this then. Did you get any of those? I mean, did you get any of that fame back at you, or did it not help you at all?
I did for a short period of time, actually. I got close to about 500 or 600 followers overnight on Instagram, and I did get a few on Facebook, but it has since died.
Yeah, that's normal. That I understood that. I mean, excuse me, I understand that. Like, the same thing happened to me when I interviewed Trey Roski, the CEO of BattleBots. That week, I was, my gosh. My views were my listens, not views. My listens were like crazy, crazy, crazy. I can't even remember. It was an unbelievable number for me. And then, you know, it just kind of went down, and I'm back in my normal numbers. But, you know, these things happen. And then that's why, you know, I've told people this a million times, consistency and quality is key. You just got to keep cranking it out just every day, all the time. And I know you want me to do this show daily, but I have 3 children. Like, that one, I have 5. Well, screw, you know, it's good for you. Maybe you have like a rich nanny or something. Give me a rich nanny. God. So anyway, Nick. We have like a couple minutes left. Very quickly, if somebody wants to check you out online, where can they go? Okay, what do they need to type in? Nikki, NikiNak. Space PaddyWack.
Well, on Instagram, it's all one word, and it's NikiPaddy. No, NikiNakPaddyWack. And then I also have a link on my Instagram to my Facebook page of the same name, but there is a space in there. So it's all
right. One. Yeah. And, yes, I know, Steve, Jill. Sorry, he's telling me I don't have a lot of time left. Anyway, so I don't care, man. Shut up. It's my show. God. Excuse me, Lord. Anyway, Nikki. So if you could give one, like during your time in the viral sphere, if you could give anybody any advice on how to deal with something like that, what would you say to them? Like if somebody said to you, man, how do I deal with that? What happens? What if that happens to me? Like emotionally, how would you deal with that?
Oh, wow. Well, I would definitely tell them that if they're second guessing something that they wrote, don't. You can always post a second one and have it be different, but don't ever take the first one down because you just don't know what is actually happening. As far as the emotional aspect goes, that's a tough one for me because I'm still getting ghosted right now and I'm kind of struggling with that myself. But I'm still writing. I'm writing multiple times a day and I'm hoping that eventually it takes me to where I need to be in life, my next goal, my next stage.
Right. Well, we certainly hope that happens for you. Thank you so much for coming online, Nikki, and we wish you all the best. And guys, that's it for me. I got to get going. Nikki, thank you once again for calling.
Thank you so much, Emmy.
Thanks. All right, guys, that'll be it for the show. And we will see you next time on The Graveyard Shift. Make sure to follow us on blogtalkradio.com/The Graveyard Shift. And you can also follow us on Facebook.com, Graveyard Shift Show, and on Instagram, The Graveyard Shift Talk. I can't remember. Graveyard Shift Show, I can't remember. And on Twitter. I forgot my Twitter thing, Emmy Shift Show. You guys know about that already. Okay, Shifties, I'll be out of here. Get me out of here, Nuclears. I don't know how to talk today.